Welcome to Australia. Which one am I talking to?
Paul. How do you do? Thank you.
How do you do, Paul? I'm John Edwards. Yes.
Got a light, John.
Yes, Paul. I've got a light. Paul, what sort of a trip have you had from Hong Kong?
Okay, yes. Very nice.
Very nice. You're looking forward to... Oh, thank you. That's free smoke. You're looking forward, of course, to your Australian tour?
Yes, lovely. I didn't expect anyone to be here, though.
Not at this hour of the morning.
2 o'clock in the morning.
2 o'clock in the morning.
What time is it? Yes, 2 o'clock.
Well, it's certainly been a wonderful reception for you, Paul, and I gather you're looking forward to this Australian tour just the same as all the other ones.
Yeah, not off. That's
good.
True.
Now, who have we got next?
There he is. This is John Lennon.
John Lennon, the leader of the Beatles. I'm John Edwards.
Hello, John. Good name, that, John.
That's a wonderful name, John. And when you've completed your tour of Australia, where are you going to then?
We go back to England for the premiere of our film, and then I think we hang about a bit, I've forgotten. And then we go to America and then do a tour of Britain.
I suppose your itinerary nowadays is so full that you've got to check up with all your managers to find out exactly where you're going and how.
Yeah, well, we only have one manager. The rest are sort of road managers and things.
Beatles are just pulling up in front of us now. We're about 5 feet from them. The DC-8 car leading is just passing us now. There are the Beatles. The bullet's right in front of us. That's America. That ain't Paul.
Australia, fellas.
That ain't Paul.
Hello, Paul. Hello, John.
There's Paul screaming out, I'm sick, as he went past.
What did you think of your wet welcome today?
Very good. I thought it was very nice coming out in all that rain.
Yeah, it was great.
Did you enjoy the rain?
Oh, yeah, well, funny standing there in your new coat.
Seeing as they got soaked, though, you know, we didn't mind, did we?
We'd like to pay a tribute for you coming on the open cut in that truck round, because the kids have been waiting all night and they appreciate it.
Well, they deserved it, didn't they, waiting all night?
Yeah. I hope you were wearing drip-dry clothes, were you?
No, we thought it was going to be sunny, yeah.
George, yeah, our case yeah.
Who
yet.
Selected the name The Beatles, and how did you derive this particular name? Was it BEA instead
John
of Beatles?
Got the name Beatles
in a vision,
ages ago, you know, when we needed a name, and everybody was thinking of a name, and he thought of Beatles.
Why the BEA instead of the BEA?
Well, actually, you know.
Well, if they left it with BEE, it was hard enough getting people to understand why it was BEA, never mind.
Yeah. Paul, what do you expect to find here in Australia?
Australians.
Do you have any acknowledged leader of the group?
No, not really.
Paul, we heard you stood on the balcony outside, is that right? We heard you stood on your head on the balcony outside.
No, you've gone off here from rumours.
You didn't stand on your head.
How did the tickets go in Hong Kong? Did you get full houses there?
No, a few 5 quid seats.
A few 5 quid left. Yeah, they're a bit hot, weren't they?
I wouldn't see me for five quid.
John, has the Mersey beat changed since you've been playing it?
Oh, we still keep on saying there's no such thing as Mersey, it's something the press made up, you know.
Well, do you play the same way now as you did?
Just rock and roll, just so happens we write most of it.
Has Buddy Holly influenced your music at all, John?
He did in the early days, obviously, you know. But, not obviously, but he knew he was one of the greats, you know. So
did James Thurber, though, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, but he doesn't sing so well.
Have you been practicing up your Australian accents?
No, Colin, not at all.
We can't get
it, you
know.
Think you'll be writing any songs with Australian themes when you hear?
No, we never write themes about anything, you know. Just write the same. Rubbish all the time.
You play the kind of music you want to play or the kind of music you think people want to hear?
No, we've been playing this kind of music for about 5 or 6 years or something like that. It's just rock and roll, you know. It just happens we write it.
Well, what do you think made the difference that suddenly put you up above the other groups?
Well, big other record contract.
Speaking of records, what record do you all agree on, generally, as your best recording? Not the best seller, but as the best recording musically.
You mean our favourite?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we always like the one we just made, don't we? So it's Long Tall Sally for me.
This is your latest one?
I like...
Well, it's quite new, you know.
I like...
It's not even the same.
I like. Sorry. I like You Can't Do That.
What do you like, Jimmy?
How about you, Jimmy? You haven't seen anything. How do you feel, Jimmy, being in with the Beatles?
Pardon?
How do you feel being in with the Beatles, a newcomer, standing in for Ringo?
It's a good experience, man.
How is Ringo?
He's much better. He joins them on Sunday.
What do you do then?
I go back to London and they're fixing up a band for me and I do some television.
And he's away?
You've been progressing pretty well with your Beatle haircut.
Yeah, well, I've been growing it for about 3 months.
How long does it take to get a magnificent name like this?
I don't know, I can't remember being without
it. Do you ever go to the barbers, John?
No, you know, I haven't had my hair cut since the film, the woman on the film cut it good, but I don't trust anybody else.
This is the film Beatlemania, is it?
No, it's not called that. That's another story.
Hard Day's Night,
it's called.
Are you satisfied with the finished product?
Well, it's as good as anybody that makes a film who can't act, you know.
Are you individually millionaires yet?
No, that's another lousy rumour, wouldn't you?
Brian Epstein's a millionaire.
No, even he's not one, poor fellow.
Where does all the money go?
Well, a lot of it goes to Her Majesty.
She's a millionaire.
Isn't it a bit disconcerting when you go on stage and do your numbers and all nobody hears them because all the girls are screaming?
Well, it's usually adults who don't hear them. You know, like in Hong Kong, in the paper it said, the Beatles fought a losing battle against the screams. Now, compared with other people, they were quite quiet, you know, they were still shouting. And most of the kids could hear it, but I always went out thinking I couldn't hear a thing.
Are you very conscious of your responsibilities? I mean, teenagers dwell on your every comment and action. Do you feel very responsible towards this?
No, we just sort of behave as normally as we can, you know, we don't feel as though we should preach this and tell them that, you know, let them do what they like.
We never used to believe it when in the old days. We used to open a magazine and it'd say, so-and-so doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, doesn't go out late.
We used to think they were soft.
Bit funny. So, I mean, we just act normally and just hope that other people don't think we're a bit funny.
Now, you say you act normally, but how can you? How can you when you're getting so much money, when everywhere you go people are crowding around you and they can't see anything?
Well, you know, I mean, normal in the environment.
As we can.
In the environment that surrounds you, like well, you're as normal as you can, don't you?
Correct.
A record after about 8 years coming back and topping the charts around the world.
Well, it hasn't topped the charts around the world yet.
Well, I think it's sold a lot here. Sold a lot here, but I don't think it's selling very well.
If it does, we're glad, because that's what we like, rock and roll, you know. That all starts again, goody goody.
And also, you brought back in England with the Beatles, the advent of the Beatles, people like Jerry Lee Lewis and Little Richard have once again become big names, haven't they?
Yeah, but there were always groups of people who liked them, you know, especially in places like Liverpool. There were always sort of staunch groups of fans who've never gone off, people like that, Chuck Berry, Jerry Lee, Little Richard.
So you've more or less revived rock and roll?
Well, you know, revived interest in the beat music, that's all, really.
How do you fellows feel about the sort of music that people like 10, 12, 15 years ago, Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, this type of tune? Do you like it or do you only like rock and roll?
No, but that's not the point. You know, recently Ella Fitzgerald's done...
Ella Fitzgerald
did Can't Buy Me Love. Mm-hmm. Have you heard it?
Well, she did it like Ella Fitzgerald.
Yeah, so, you know, it doesn't...
do it like Frank Sinatra.
This would be a great compliment to your voice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, you know what I mean? It doesn't necessarily have to be jazz. Because it's one of our songs, you know, we don't reckon we write jazz.
Yeah,
she sort
like
of did it with
the
jazz. Yeah, it's nice.
You just don't only like the modern...
We like all kinds of music. You know, whatever appeals to us, if it's good music for us. And it's good. I don't know.
Got lost again.
Do you find much jealousy amongst other groups in England about you? Not come across it at all?
Not really, because most of the top groups out there are friends of ours, so there's none of that, you know. The jealousy is only something they mix up in the papers, you know. Obviously they've got to keep the sort of thing going.
And then
all the groups that are anything over there are sort of best mates.
Any of them don't like us, then they don't sort of tell it to our faces. Anyway. We must just say it behind our backs.
What's your favourite entertainment medium? What do you like best, theatre or television? Or?
I like films.
Oh,
no.
Going straight.
You mean for us?
For the Beatles, yes.
Oh, I thought you meant for when we're watching, being entertained.
No,
oh, well, I don't know, really. I think live shows are pretty good.
But they're all good because you get a change. Yeah. So that's the best thing, again, you know, all of them together.
Is it true that you originally auditioned for two record companies before you were finally signed by EMI Records?
We made tapes for Decca and I think...
And Pi.
And, but we actually go to Pi.
In fact, DMI turned us down, first of all. They did?
Yeah, first of all.
You may laugh.
Don't blame him after hearing the tape.
And then George Martin, he from EMI, he decided to sign us up just himself, you see.
I think I've got all the songs on.
How many records have you got any idea how many records you have sold? Around the world?
No,
do I
have
just a rough
thing,
idea.
Last, I asked our publisher to give me an idea.
Last time I heard it was around about 30 million.
30 million?
Big, I don't understand.
Sort of complaining, but you know, it's always raining.
Who owns the Jaguar now? It's Paul, isn't it?
No, it's George.
George?
No.
Do you all read music?
I gave it a none of us.
Comics, we're good at comics.
You're talking about how you do like to be entertained. How do you like to be entertained? What's your best in comedy?
Films, shows, nightclubs, cabaret, and things like that.
Any
you go to a
nightclub
or a cabaret with that?
Yeah.
Means mob.
Yeah. Well,
don't
like
people don't walk around in mobs, you know.
Is it true?
You
can go
outside.
I know, but I mean, if you go to a nightclub, you're not going to bump into 500 kids, are you?
This nightclub in Liverpool, the Blue Angel, is that a nightclub you can sort of go to and relax?
It was when we were up there a lot, you know. I don't know. All a lot of places in Liverpool have got sort of...
Commercialised,
so people come from all over the place just have a look at them, you know, so I don't know, I haven't been for years.
Have you played the Cavern at all lately?
I haven't played that for, I don't know, about 8 months.
John, this might be a good one for you to answer. Did you people want to come to Australia?
But they're not booked completely without our knowledge, we're told that there's a possibility you might be going here or there, and if we didn't like it, we'd say...
So you did want to go?
We said, yeah, because, you know, it's a place to go.
Great.
What was your Darwin reception like, by the way?
Very good. We didn't know.
Yeah, it was 3 in the morning, I think, and we didn't know until we got about an hour away from it.
So apparently the press in Darwin
had
known all day.
Apparently, no, I think they guessed.
Only some fella said that the police had been trying to keep it quiet here all day.
Well, a BOAC spokesman said,
advertising again,
said that it wasn't definite, but there was a slight
possibility.
He's been
trying to get wanted for hours.
Can I now? Here
he is now.
Fellas, did you enjoy doing the Shakespearean excerpt in your TV show?
Yeah.
Mm. What?
Except he made us rehearse for days.
And we still got it wrong.
Would you like to play legitimate Shakespeare?
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Did you like the costumes?
Yeah, they were good for that.
Mod?
This lad's stuff the Own of Moon presents.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You've been liking the look of the Marx Brothers. Do you find us a compliment? Do you dig this sort of thing?
It's a compliment. Well, not for the half. Yeah, they're funny, aren't they?
When are you going to play the London Palladium?
Oh, we don't know.
Would you like to?
Oh, well, we've done it
a couple of times.
Right. You know, I don't know nothing or anything
See?
About...
What's the group you play with in England, Jimmy?
Huh?
What's the group you play with in England?
Well, I've played with a lot of groups in England. Just before I left, I was playing with a rhythm and blues band.
You were the Blue Flames, weren't you, for a while?
Yeah, that's right. Well, only for a matter of days. It's only till Friday I only knew that I was doing this on Wednesday. You know.
Does Brian Epstein manage you?
I don't really know. No, he doesn't.
He doesn't. I don't really know. You'd know it if he did.
Jimmy, what was your first reaction when you were told that you were going to play with the Beatles?
I couldn't believe it, really.
Did you have to do much rehearsal with the boys to get their style?
No, we only rehearsed about 5 or 6 numbers, which took half an hour, and then...
And away you went.
Yeah.
If one of you stopped being a Beatle...
Pretty frightening?
The first show was very frightening, yeah. Mm. But, they reassured
me. But he did grand. He did
a grand job, he did that.
Thanks,
job.
Lad.
George, if one of you stopped being a Beatle, what do you think you'd do?
I think I'd train elephants in the zoo.
That's quite
right. I reported that you're the keen businessman of the group, is that right?
Well, yes, that's what it said on the paper. But, you know, I mean, I've never heard of it. There's a new one on me. And maybe, I don't know.
Do you have a contract to remain together as a group known as the Beatles? In other words, do you have contracts between yourselves?
Well, we've got a partnership.
There's some sort of
that's what you mean.
No, what I meant was...
Oh, you mean personally?
Could George suddenly decide to leave the Beatles group? Could you do that?
I think he could.
Well,
of course he could, because, I mean, we would stop him.
No, you know,
he'd have to leave.
We'd have to keep him there. You know,
struggling.
I think there is a contract.
I'm not wanting to play.
There is a contract between the four of us, but if I wanted to leave, then they wouldn't try and stop me, and, or they wouldn't sue me, I don't think. Would you, fellas?
Now, apparently you earn many, many thousands of pounds a year, but how much money do you actually get to spend from your manager?
Well, we don't get money from him, we get money from our accountant, you know. All our money goes to him.
Are you on a regular basis?
Yeah, well, we don't hardly need anything, you know, because most things are sort of paid through the company, you know. We just hardly spend anything in cash. Just cigarettes and things, and even that, they bought by our road managers.
We get a certain amount a week, and we've got at least half of it left.
What about clothing? Does it also come from the accountant too?
No. Well, sometimes. Yeah, well, usually we get our tailor to, you know, we order a few suits or how many we want, and then he'll send the bill into the company, because it's much easier for him to do that as well, and it's easier for us.
And you got now, two suits.
This leads into the next question. Now, on stage, you all dress literally the same, but off stage, I notice even here that you're all dressed quite different. Now, is this also something you make up yourselves? Or?
No, you get one of it. I mean, originally, we didn't dress the same on stage anyway, but that just had to come. But you don't want to go around looking the same all the time. We do quite often, because we like the same kind of clothes, you know, so we tend to come out sometimes
all in the same kind of gear, don't we? And the
Correct. It's be stupid all going on with a big B on our back.
Who decided you to change from leather jackets to natty suits?
I think we decided, Brian, he
tried to persuade us.
Because when we went down south, it was all right in Liverpool around there, but as soon as we went anywhere else in sort of jeans and leather jackets, they sort of didn't want to know, you know, because they wanted everybody in grey suits doing that.
You single chaps really don't have any firm plans to get married in the next
year? No, I don't like the idea of marriage. It's a bit frightening.
And we're all trying to save up a bit before we get married.
Did you enjoy your holidays to Tahiti and the Caribbean,
wasn't it? Some fella came swimming behind me saying he having a good time, didn't he?
Yeah.
Saying I've come all the way from Sydney.
Yeah, as if it was my fault.
Why did you split up and take your holidays?
Like? People like them.
It makes it harder for people with the press to catch us up before. If we all got together, it's a cinch, you know, going to the airport.
And anyway, besides all that, Paul and Ringo fancied going to wherever they went.
Didn't you ask him something about Liverpool, though? That wasn't the question, was it?
Well, I said you, coming from Liverpool, what sort of idea do people in Liverpool have about Australia?
Sorry, he was right.
There's a theory that you're almost as popular with adults as you are with teenagers, and that when teenagers find this out, that they will probably lose interest in you. Do you
think
that's true? Yeah, well,
maybe.
Well, I'm not saying a word. I don't know. What do you think?
A couple of photographs recently came from America showing all of you, I think it was George and Paul, the one I saw, swimming, but both photographs in different places showed you with shirts on. Now, is this a regular thing to swim with a shirt on?
I think we were only posing for the press and we weren't really swimming.
Oh, I see.
We were just putting out in the water.
Only we were actually swimming, as it were, with shirts.
Right. I thought you might have been frightened of your white
skins. Overcoats when we're swimming.
White skins with sometimes.
What do you attribute to something like Bill Haley's Rock Around the Clock? You've written a record after about 8 years coming back and topping the charts around the world.
Well, it hasn't topped the charts around the world yet.
Well, I think it's sold a lot here.
But I don't think it's selling very well.
If it's sold, we're glad. We like rock and roll. That whole stuff. Pretty good.
And also, you brought back in England with the Beatles, the advent of the Beatles, people like Jerry Lee Lewis and Little Richard have once again become big names, haven't they?
Yeah, but there were always groups of people who liked them. You know, especially in places like Liverpool, there were always staunch groups of fans who've never gone off.
And I don't know what happened to us. Somebody just gave us the tickets. And we just ended up there.
When Jerry and the Pacemakers were out here, they rubbished Australian beer. If you had a go at Australian beer, you'd try it.
I'm not keen on
beer.
I don't like any beer. What do you like?
Scotch
and Coke, yeah.
Teenage stuff.
Is that a drink that's drunk a lot in England?
No,
I don't
we
know.
Got in Germany because we didn't like German beer. Apparently the real one's rum and coke. That's the one that everyone knows.
Oh,
yeah. But someone gave us Scotch and coke.
They all drink it in Tahiti, we found out.
Oh, yeah.
That's the normal drink.
What, Scotch and coke? But it's called Scotch and coke.
Yeah. When you work, it's true that you have a lot of coke backstage and drink a lot of coke
yeah.
while you work?
Well, you know, cold drinks. I mean, if it happens to be lemonade, it doesn't matter.
How do you feel before a show? Do you feel nervous?
Yeah. It depends on the show, where it is and what it is.
How big it is.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a new place.
You know, yeah. Even if it can be a small show and a very new place, and you still get very nervous. You get nervous on the most ridiculous of things, too. The Merseybeat Awards. Tell me about... We got an award from a Liverpool paper, the Merseybeat. And, you know, it was only quite a small thing, the award giving, compared to some of the big shows we've been doing, but we were all nervous.
What
about
Harold?
Apart from its value
for
your act,
do
you like Clarence O'Hare's as well?
Yeah,
well,
we've come here a long time, and we've got used to it. It's like a, you know, the native
relative in the country. And it's not as though somebody made us wear it like this.
And
you know, we had it like this before we started making records. Didn't we?
Mm.
When? Why? Economy?
Pardon?
No, but I mean, it just happened.
You've been away pieces and it's so odd. I mean, it's only since the First World War I read. The oil went round like that because he was cutting the biddies out from the trenches. That's what I read. Before then, the oil had it long.
That's right. Don't believe it.
I do.
Sure, but I not my dad. It. It's a good excuse.
Not my dad.
My dad's got no biddies. No, we
haven't.
Got
you. Which one? Your dad's a bus driver, isn't he?
Well, he was.
What? He's got a gold-plated horse.
What do your family think about all the attention, Jack?
Well, naturally, they like him. They're all proud and, you know, just like if you had a son, what would the people, or even if you didn't? You're bound to like it more than the others will.
You're very close together,
isn't it? Yeah.
All fellows who work very close together so often and stay and travel together, you must have an occasional argument. So how do you work it out in your system apart from going away on holiday?
Well, it's usually two against one or three against one.
We never have a serious argument.
Or whoever can shout loudest.
Another one.
It's reported that the Rolling Stones are the biggest
thing. Well, it's untrue.
Sometimes I think
they're
afoot.
Oh, yeah.
Dave Clark was bigger than us last.
They're big,
last
you know.
And Brian Poole the month before.
Record things like that. It's true, yeah, they're not big enough, but they're big. And that's the truth.
But they wouldn't have the teenage crowds gathering wherever they appeared, the people would.
This all harks back that you don't make us release as many singles. I mean, a lot of people say the Beatles are slipping because their record's number 15, but they forget it's already fell about 3 minutes.
Yeah,
I mean, but that happened with our second record. No, the third one, from Me to You. You know, because it sold more than BC and they went out quicker. Or something like that. Oh, that's it then, you know. And they've done it, every single we've made, that's it. You know, they just give up.
Yeah, and also, the thing about the records now is that they have an awful lot of advance... Is it?
Paul speak.
Okay. They have a lot of advance sales. So they come in the first week very high, and then sell for about 2 weeks, and then go out very quickly. They've sold an awful lot of records, but it's still... to people who don't know about the record business, it looks a bit off, you know, and I think.
Did you read the comments that Hal Wallace, the American producer who produced all Presley's films, said about you in a recent interview? He should have referred to you as four untalented men, you know, shaggy sort of creatures.
Noel Coward said that.
Noel Coward said
that.
Would you look upon this as jealousy, mainly because because you're not American?
No, let's face it, you know, to some people, we've got nothing.
It'd be useless for everybody to like you. You've got to have somebody knocking you up. Those people still say, what's he knocking them for? They're all right, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, it's good when people knock you.
It doesn't matter, you know, there's nobody that everybody likes.
You've got a lot of songs up your sleeve that you haven't recorded,
yes,
haven't been published, quite naturally. But do you still keep writing songs, that's the thing?
Yeah.
We
yeah,
must
yeah.
have enough supply
well,
for...
No, but the old songs, you know, most of them aren't very good anyway. You know, they were when we were really starting off. One or two, Love Me Do was an old song.
Do you have
which,
any individual ambitions to be more than a member of the singing group, the Beatles?
No. It's enough.
How many people travel with you?
Depends where we're
two,
going.
Three.
Now we've got three people. We've got a fellow who looks after the equipment and our road manager. And then we've got Mr. Eckstein's personal assistant here, Derek Taylor.
Correct.
That's
correct.
In there.
Correct, Derek.
Yes, correct.
Does anybody advise you about what sort of song to record or to release?
No. Our A&R man advises us. When we've made, say, two tracks, he advises us as to which is the more commercial. But it's normally we agree amongst ourselves.
And have George and Ringo ever tried to compose songs?
Yeah. George has written.
I thought it was always Paul and John.
Well, it is. They've written every song we've ever recorded except one. And I wrote that one.
Hooray!
When
Brian Epstein took over managing you, how did he first promote you? How did he first start promoting you?
Well, when he first started handling us, he wasn't a manager, you know, in show business. He was a director of his father's business.
Tell me, fellas, one last question.
So anyway, I'll tell you later.
One last question. Do you enjoy being the Beatles, as much as you did, say, a couple of years ago?
It's a different
way, of course, but still not.
Well, that just about sums it up.
Are these all recordings, or are they live?
Direct on air,
Oh, yeah, that's
how do they treat you, Americans? Very well, gentlemen?
Yeah.